JP Morgan, sexual harassment claims against female executive completely fabricated. By Paul Bois on April 30, 2026. Explosive sexual harassment claims against a high-ranking female JP Morgan executive were reportedly fabricated, according to an exclusive from the New York Post. On Wednesday, the Daily Mail broke a story about a lawsuit with allegations of sexual harassment against Lorna Hichtini, a high-ranking executive with JP Morgan, from one of her male subordinates after he joined the leveraged finance team in the spring of 2024. Identified in the suit only as John Doe, he claimed, among other things, that Hichtini turned him into her sex slave, would frequently threaten his career advancement if he rejected her sexual overtures, and would regularly subject him to racial abuse. The New York Post later identified the male staffer as Shirai Urana, now a principal at investment firm Bregal Sage Mount, adding that a previous internal investigation by JP Morgan found no evidence of wrongdoing by Hichtini prior to the lawsuit being filed. Lorna categorically denies the allegations. She never engaged in any inappropriate conduct with this individual of any kind and has never even been to the location where the alleged sexual assault supposedly took place, an attorney for Hichtini said in a statement. A spokesperson for JP Morgan said that an internal probe by the HR department and in-house lawyers did a thorough review of team phone records and emails, finding no evidence to support the claims. Following an investigation, we don't believe there's any merit to these claims, the spokesperson said. While numerous employees cooperated with the investigation, the complainant refused to participate and has declined to provide facts that would be central to support his allegations. Rana also reportedly did not report to Hichtini, according to the NY Post, adding that the two were simply colleagues on the leveraged finance team, which works on large corporate acquisitions, mergers, and buyouts. People familiar with the matter said Hichtini reported to managing director Brandon Graffio, while Rana was supervised by another managing director, John Walter. It means she would have no sway over the size of his annual bonus. One colleague described Rana, a former basketball player and Rutgers graduate, as socially awkward but someone who met the requirements to remain at the bank. No trial date has been set. The lawsuit remains reportable because court filings in the United States enjoy absolute privilege against defamation claims, shielding media outlets from liability as long as they fairly and accurately describe the allegations. At least one close friend of Hichtini told the Post that the accusations have tarnished the executive.